Do you?
How's the surgery? What's the problem
What?
right now? Latest problem, I know. Surgery and when?
He was going for surgery?
My surgery yesterday.
No idea. No clue.
These surgeries could be cannot be over yet, by the way. They take a long time.
No, so 24 hours?
Depends who's doing the surgery. Hezbollah or Lebanon.
I didn't want to say that. I was just gonna say that. I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to mix the ISIS.
Mix the ISIS. You guys are nuts.
Oh my goodness, Chaplain.
Dude, it's Monday morning. Don't stall on me now. I'm not in the mood. I gotta deal with Cinco de Mayo.
Where are you holding?
Cinco de
I
Mayo.
Get a guy Hagvan Yantar. He says, he said, I don't know if I can do it. If I pick my hands up, my pants are going to fall down.
You gave Jurowitz Hagvan?
How do you know? So I know where you're holding it. Right? Pants fall down. Anyway, we are up to today's the Sam Zayin of the Sam Ches.
I agree, it's going to be rough.
Today is.
It has all the inklings of.
Today's Shir sponsored with the hope of the release of Omer Kasim ben Orna Esther and Yasim ben Rachel Fushlema, Yitzchak ben Shalamis Fushlema, Yaakov Frum Fushlema, and Paul Yeshua ben Siam and Zisel Nechel. Nechel for Shlema and Sfid Mishan Mina so a similar Pasha Bela Zash Yama Shulman Abaleo you should get a kid Zyokti Gemara today is Shlesha Zayayim Shehem Shavu Echad
that's how we get sponsored
Rishisha Yamim La'aymer Ba'aymer just say it Shita V'asher the Masalki. Okay, we're up to like by the two dots in the bottom. We're not up to, we're up to further, but we only got to there. Shita ba'asta masalki. Okay, so you're wrong about your premise yesterday with your whole mashkan thing. I asked a lot of people yesterday. I went through it a lot yesterday, and also in today's gemara, it's evident. In the old days, the way your mashkan was, it wasn't a watch that you gave a guy, and the guy held on to it in case you don't pay. When you gave a guy a mashkan a field, he was allowed to eat pears in the field. That's the way it was. That's the problem over here. Is it ribbis or not ribbis?
So it was very prevalent, but we're not sure if it was ribbis or not?
Yeah. That's the way it was. That was 100% no problem. You're giving a guy mashkin for 3 years. What are you going to do with the pears?
No, what are you going to do with the field?
What? I'm saying
it's get ruined. The field get ruined if you don't.
Somebody has to.
Someone has to rock it.
So the regular way of doing it was that the guy took care of the field. They ate the pears and enjoyed. You know, it was great.
So why is that ribbis? He took care of the field. It was his expense.
So if he took care of the field, maybe you're right. Well, let's say he didn't take care of the field. Let's say the field came with 150 pounds of pears. Then you got a problem. We're talking about that he gained more than he produced. All right, that's what we're talking about over here. He gained in the deal. And that's the case of Mashkanta. So was a pshita, ba'ashta masalki, v'amalim mistalkana, in a place where the guy says that the guy means that you make a deal, a specific deal against the tide, against what the normal way is. So that's partial that you could do it because you made the deal. That's how you made the deal. Hakamad lemistalkana. El ba'ashta lemisalki v'amisalkana. Like a place that you can't pay up earlier, and he said, I'll pay up. My tzarchim miknei me'eloi. My papa, my loy tzarchim miknei me'eloi. Shesh b'ed avidei am tzarchim miknei me'eloi. You do have to. V'ilchus tzarchim miknei me'eloi. Why? Why did we kind of? Because if not, it's just hearsay. It's words, right? It says, D'iloi kani me'eloi diburu ba'amu hu yachalem le'eloi shana v'am minik. The minik is that you don't pay up earlier for a certain amount of time. And I'm not gonna go away from the I'm not going to deviate from the regular way. Amar Ezel v'Aisizuzi. The guy says, means I basically lent Shuli money with a mashkin of a field. And I tell him I'm going to get some money. Lo yachol, you can't eat. Ezel v'Aisizuzi. I'm going to go try to get some money. I'm going to see what I can do today. Let's see if the bank is open because I got some money in the safe deposit box. I'm going to try. Ravina Amar Achil, you can eat. Mazdur Breda Amar Amar Le'achil. Hilchas Le'achil. You can't eat. Means basically, he did not allow him to, by him saying, I'm going to get the money, he's basically saying, okay, stop eating. I'm going to get the money. I'll be there in a day or two. Don't touch the pears. Zok de Gemara. Rav Kahana Rav Papa, Rav Ashi, Loi Achli ben Echiasa. They wouldn't, on top of the Ahmed, we said that there is a way that you could eat, that you could take the pears in a way that you make a set amount every year, whether the field gains, let's say, you say every year you take off $100 off the loan from the field and the pears, that you could do, even, and then he can eat as many pears as he wants, even if the field produces, you know, $500 of pears a month, that's not a problem. That's not called ribis. Because it looks like a sale. It looks like a sale. Basically, it looks like you're telling him, take $100 off the field, and that's fine. The Gemara said, the Gemara did speak out, that Sur from Rabbanon, someone who people look at, who people respect, a rabbi, has to be more careful. The Gemara went two different ways. How could a Sur from Rabbanon be even more careful? Either he has to say that. Maskaz Gemara was, he has to say this Lashon, this goes according to everybody, but Misham, Shnil, Ilum, Tepik, Ar, Double Kesef, that makes it into Tom Lechira, it's not Ahava, and it's fine. So, Rav Kahana, Rav Papa, Rashi, Loi Achim and Chayasa, they would not eat with Nechayasa. The simple thing is, because they would serve from Rabbanon, so with this kind of thing, they wouldn't eat. Ravina Achim and Chayasa, he would eat. And right away, Toys obvious is, I don't understand, but he was a rabbi. He was a rabbi, how could he go against the Tad? So Taisa says, a very interesting shot, that he didn't heal hold himself as a rabbi. He didn't take the shtemp as a rabbi. He didn't make himself tzur from Rabbanon. What's the tzur from Rabbanon? He basically was an anav. They ask on this, how could he be an anav lakula?
It's a fact. The fact is, people look up to you. Whether you want to be an honor or not, people look up to you.
Well, that's a fact. If you don't recognize that, no, that's...
If you don't take the title
rabbi. If you don't take the title rabbi, I'm not a rabbi.
Still technically eating something that...
A tzufim rabban. A tzufim rabban is not just that people look up to you. Tzufim rabban is a specific title of a rabbi. You know?
Are you frock?
No, like I went to Hassan, so they call everybody up, Marani Agun, by Chassidish Wedding. Everybody's Agun. But mice, when they call Dov Shustel, everybody's gone. Everybody there. I mean, the guy doesn't have 2 cents to rub together. I don't mean in cents, you know what I mean? Guy probably never opened a Gemara in his life. I mean, but, you know, half the guy's got a Marana Gun.
Way to put people down.
No, I'm just saying, like, they're not. It's funny. I was thinking, I mean, right away, like, Marana Gun, like, hello.
Are you upset? We could have worked
Shustel, out. They called her up. They didn't say Marana Gun. They said. No, they said Yeshiva, the Yeshiva's Lakewood, Hagun, Hara, Maraini. They like switched it around. So everybody, it was like understood, like there's a certain, you know, certain
this one's legit. Elitist.
This is legit, yeah. Like everybody stood up, and it's like everybody else is just thinking, Maraini. No, I was thinking, like, if I get called up like this, I forget about it. I'll get wired in 5 minutes. Respect. I think Chassidim call up to Torah, but I know. How do they call up a regular guy?
Chassidim,
Lubavitch. Where's
Lubavitch? I didn't see that one coming.
I think he's making fun. It's hard to know. He's very sarcastic.
Can't get anything by you.
Can't get anything by you. Anyway, we got to get Brenda here first year.
Who's Brenda?
No, Brenda is your mother? No, Brenda is the rabbi, the real one.
My mother does not want to be here for sure.
Oh, his mother want to come for sure.
Only Rabbi Woody?
Okay, let's go. By the way, maybe you should do a lady's share. You're onto something.
Wait till me then.
You're onto something.
Thank you. You're real.
It's going to be very well written, though.
In honor of Daf Yomi, you'll give on behalf of the ladies when we get to need them?
No, I don't think so. I don't understand anything I say. Surely you're a lot more of a cop listening than I am, you know?
It's not this.
Anyway, you got to rebuff her. Let's move on. So, Rav Kahn and Rav Papa Rashi, Le Ochi Nechaiser, Ravina Ochi Nechaiser, see Lemaise Eben Nechaiser. Toys has a shot, like it or not, the bottom line is that's what he did. I'm on my Zutra, my time demand the Ochi Nechaiser, Midahava, Astea Chuzo. Because it's similar to Stea Chuzo. Stea Chuzo, Lav Akka the Ka Ochi Peri Tuva, Amar Achimana, Ka Porak Lava Arba Zuzi, Hochanam, Lushna. So basically, there's a law called Stei Achuzo. Stei Achuzo is you have a property that you inherited. So, and then you makdish it to Hekdish. You want to redeem it. So there's the Torah gave a certain amount of money that every year that you redeem it, you have to add a seller. The maximum years that you can redeem it is 49 years. After 50 years, it goes back to the owner, original owner. So there's a certain amount that you redeem it, that you pay, the extra seller. And even if it's worth more and produces more, you still only pay a seller. So they want to shtel tzu, the same thing over here. Just like over there, the chazir and the echad yoyel, the suffolk, and the moy, seller, shana, suffolk, yi, above paris, suffolk, lo, yi, above paris, how is vini, mi, karo, umifik, bach, just like over here, by hektish, it gets redeemed with that, even maybe it'll produce more. But since you don't know, so it's good enough. Over here also, it'll be good enough. That's considered a good enough, as long as you make a set amount, like that's what Achiai says, it's good enough. That's what he learns. Amanda also, Amanda says, no. I'm going to stay who's a hektashi. Rachmana, in my opinion. Torah said, exerish kosov. Haka, halvoi, you Mexican rivers. What are you comparing stay who's to over here? What's Yachas? It's a funny comparison. I'm only Sabi the Masamaxia, the Bubbies, the Zadies of Basamaxia, Masamaxia, Stamashkanta is Shasa. A normal Mashkanta is for a year. That was the normal time that you gave a Mashkanta. It means when you lend money to someone and you take the guy's field, the normal time you hold on to the guy's field is a year. L'may nafkamina, v'yo'ochil lo shoso, matzi misalakle. V'yilo lo matzi misalakle. What does that mean? That means even, Rashi is the way Rashi learns, the lo matzi misalakle, kol shnoso afilu ba'asna misalakle, means even in a city that they do pay up, but for a year, you definitely have it. For a year, you definitely have the field. L'amar avashi amuli sabi de masa mechasya, like Machi says. My mashkanta, the shchuna gabei, it's nothing closer to you than your mashka. What does that mean? My nafkamin, ledino de bar metro. Again, machoik said, I learn over here, but Rashi learns. Ein shochan kar menu bin ba leva lemoichla means if the borrower comes to sell it.
You can't hold back.
If the lender goes,
guy was mashkin it is. Borrower gives the mashkin to the lender.
But it's not the lender's mashkin. The borrower's
mashkin to the lender.
Right, the borrower goes to sell it, so there's nobody closer to the mashkin than the lender. I mean, the lender is the mametzer over here, since he has the mashkin. Even though it's not his.
The loan is on it.
Right, I'm saying it's not his, that's but the yeah. Amar Rava, les hilchaza loike tarshoi pipunoi, loike shtore michuznoi, loike chakire narshoi. I'm going to go through each one, what it means. We had them all. Ketarshoi pipunoi, ketarshoi derapapa. It's like the what is Tarshi? The business deal? How do you touch Tarshi? The
market.
No, there's no Tarshi. The business deal.
But then it was a shaker.
Yeah. No. Well, that's what pop up with it. But Tarshi means there's
a price for paying later.
Yeah. Right. His way of doing business. His dealings. Tarshi Papa Noi is Katash Der Papa. Now, what a Papa did is, remember we had the Gemara, a Papa was a very wealthy guy, and he would make beer. He was a beer maker, Budweiser. And what he would do is, he would make it in the holiday season.
I don't think he had to do a Budweiser.
And people wanted it then, and he would sell it then to pay later, which is the higher price. And to him, he didn't need to sell the beer. He was able to hold on to it. It would stay just as good by him. And he needed the money. So he held it wasn't ribbis. But really, we possibly it is ribbis because the bottom line is, you give him the guy now and pay later, that's ribbis. That's one. Shtore mechiznoi, the zok filo le ravcha akana, the kostle shtore, miyebid avaracha. So basically what they did is, they would write, they would take a shtar, they would take an item, they would, let's say a field, and they would add on whatever the profit would be at that point, and they would make it that what you owe me is with the profit. That was the way of getting out of ribbis. So basically, I'm giving you 100, you gotta give me back 110. And that's what the original amount was, because you're going, there's gonna be profit.
So even if the property loses value,
right,
you still have to pay 110.
Still pay 110.
That's the ribbis.
Right, and that's what what his taina was about that is, right? The Gemara says, "There's ugly rabba kana cost of restore me yemid av rabba. I'm the mar bar amim al ravashi abba avet hachi v'chi aslu kamei mehemelu." And when they came to him, means he was the one that did the deal.
He fronted the cash.
Right. So Rashi says, "Ma'yavicha kaim was mana piron." If he was around when they paid up, shehu chosid umaminam umayim yamunus hayorshim yigvah kol. Means this is only good for the guy who actually did the loan when he did, and he's still around when the payday comes. But if the guy is dead and now the kids take over, they're gonna say want everything. So Mila comes out. It could come out to ribbis. So Amalei Tina Chechet Isa L'Day Ishachiv Enafel Shtar Kaimi Yasmi Mayhava. At that point, the Yisaimim, it's going to be a problem. So Gemara says Hava Kishkoda Shiotzim Yashal V'Nochna Hashem Meimar. Because he said this, and they all speak out. All the Achronim speak out over here. That you have to watch your mouth. He said. And what happens, he told the guy, what happens if your father dies, Mamre dies? Right. And Lamai said he died, so you have to be careful when you speak, not to mention this. Also, I saw spoken about the guy, Bechayla. You don't mention, when you say a sick person, you don't specifically say the person's sick. You should be careful how you speak, because that person will get sick with this thing or whatever. If you're saying to him or somebody, you don't specifically speak out the sickness or something like that.
They're already sick.
I guess
you might be wrong.
You might be wrong, right? You don't know exactly what they're sick with.
Don't say stomach cancer. He might have lung cancer.
Or what if he has none? Maybe he just has a stomach virus. Right? You're saying you don't speak out of a sickness. Maybe saying to him for a guy.
Not worth it, Avi.
That's
not worth it.
Don't say something. Because the words could... Right?
He's saying to him for a guy that's sick, you don't assume that a guy has something.
Who says this?
They.
The words mean something. That's
they.
Problematic. In other words, if the person's not sick, don't say.
No, a person's sick, you say to him for him. Otherwise, what's the point?
This is what we're picking to argue about.
I'm just saying, it's probably what he meant.
Thank you.
Probably what.
You don't assume a guy's sick with words. Means you have to be careful with your words.
Don't assume what he said.
Anyway, you got to be careful when you speak. Don't just say things out of your mouth. You guys are obviously not understanding that. Anyway,
hasn't heard us yet.
Okay. Anyway,
and it's funny. Mar Bar Mimer said to Ravashi, "Abba Avirachi." It wasn't.
Ay.
His father did a legit investment. and if the profits weren't there, see, he didn't take money. That's called investing.
You know what he was saying is it's not Avodah because he was around to finish the deal. The person's not around.
No, but even if he was around, if the property, if the investment went sour, he didn't take money. Right, so it's not Abba Havinachi.
Yeah, but it's only because he was Rashi's, he was chassid of Aminam.
Right, so say whatever you want. At the end of the day, he didn't do that. It wasn't the same deal as taking more.
Right, but he's saying you can't say the halachas like him to do this. Because not always is that person around.
You're saying what Rashi answered back now. But I'm just saying the kid said, Abba, 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 Abba.
He wrote contracts like that.
Right.
Which is what
he wrote the contract like that, but then he didn't follow through with it?
Yeah. So that's one. Chachir Narshoi, the Kosri Hochi, Mashkin Leplanya Arya, Leplanya, basically, what you do is you would lend the guy money on a property, and then you take the property and you would give it back to the guy as a sharecropper, and the guy would give you back money. Huh? Amos Kano, Da'at Nele. Do they have anybody to come back to? Even at that point, even the way you write it over there, it's also a problem because that she is also considered rivers, and that would be an issue also.
Yeah?
Zokt the Gemara, Zokt the Mishnah Vayter. This is a very important Mishnah. This is the Heter Isker of how we make a Heter Isker. And the mission is going to basically go through the problems of what the nuts and bolts are over here of how you create a hesker and what the problems are with them. So, ein meshivin chemer lemechsis schar v'lo yidil mois likom emperes lemechsis schar. What does that mean? It means like this.
Tell us.
If I give you $100 and I tell you that we're gonna be partners, you're gonna go ahead and buy fruits or whatever you do. We have no fruits over here. So and we'll split the revach, that is a problem. That's a problem. Because
the whole week right now.
You have the achrayus on the whole thing. I'm lending you money. How am I splitting the revach? Why am I getting 50%? You're working. You have all the achrayus.
What am I doing to earn my fit money?
What are you doing to earn your money? So that is a problem. Now just every single person does this every single day of their life. Right. I mean, I don't know. This is regular business. There's no risk. You have no risk.
You're paying me back?
Of course, maybe you lend me the money. You lend me the money.
And how do I know? Right, and if it goes bad?
To where?
You stole the money.
Stole the money. I lent you the money.
Your business takes a loan.
This is a loan.
This is a loan.
Getting a return.
And getting a return.
Not because of the loan.
I'm making a deal with you.
Right.
You need $100,000 to buy, you're going to buy apples. I say, you want $100,000? I'm not willing to give $100,000. You know what? If you give me back 50% of your profit, I'll give you $100,000. So you go to do business, you go buy acorns, and everything's great. But well, I see you just live on rivers.
You need 50 acorns.
So Rashi speaks after the Gemara later on in the Kuf Dalet.
No, because he's paying back.
You're paying back. I lend you money. And you're
investment
paying
doesn't
back.
Need ISCA. A regular investment doesn't need ISCA.
Why not?
No, because you're taking the risk.
Not a loan.
You're losing. You're taking a risk.
If you're taking a risk,
it's not a loan.
That's what the investment is.
It's not.
If the business goes bad, then he doesn't have to pay.
It depends what kind of investment when you do. Not every investment is like that.
Then it's not an investment, it's a loan. An investment is not a loan.
Okay. It's not every single investment is like that.
We're saying the same thing, he just doesn't know that you can make an investment as a loan.
Right, you could make an investment as a loan. But
it's a loan, not an investment.
No, it's called an investment also.
How can it be? I'm not investing in anything. If you're
you take your money up front as a loan and you get a return.
You're 100% confident that you're going to make a lot of money here and it's worth it for you to give me 10% return on my money.
But still, it's still a loan then.
It's worth it for you.
It's a loan.
No, it's changed for a percentage.
Exchange for a percentage. Right. I own now a percentage of your car company.
You started a new business. Why am I giving you a loan?
I get 10%. I'm now a loan in your company. 10%.
Too risky. You're giving me a loan?
Or plus the original loan.
Plus the original investment. I want my investment back. You don't think I'm
paying too much? We're arguing on this definition.
Exactly.
Too
risky to give
him
a loan.
Right.
I asked for a percentage.
Did he say that?
It happens in real estate all day. It happens in real estate all the time. I tell you, I'm investing in a property. You don't take any credit till I get paid back my original things.
That's a loan.
Get the original.
But that's all day. This happens. Real estate happens every day.
I don't think you need to ask him for that.
Happens every day.
That's a loan.
That's basically a loan. I'm getting paid back.
He's getting paid back.
Before anybody takes anything?
You're
starting. You're taking responsibility for paying back.
So it looks like we're
there. It is.
No, if nobody else is going to get paid back, and you don't get paid back, so then you're
the main responsibility.
That's what he's saying. Is that considered an investment or a loan? What's the terminology used?
You could make an investment by a loan, but Derek Carr investment.
Right. We're all saying the same thing. It's just,
so tomorrow later on,
right, what you want to call investment?
The tomorrow later on,
I'm a company. Do I
want
my money in? If I keep my money in.
All of a sudden, everybody's. Every guy, whatever had it, listen.
And not all loans, most of it.
By the way, half
the real estate deal, it's a loan.
Half the ask is a loan.
You're saying the same thing again? Am I stuttering?
Is it your left ear or your right ear?
It depends. It depends.
It's
right next to what business.
Okay, so Rashi brings down the Gemara of Kuf Dalet.
Jackie is
I know why it's not Kuf Dalet, but that's what Gemara brings down. It's on Kuf Dalet, this Gemara. Now, whenever you do a deal like this, it's a Takanas Chamim. That becomes half loan and half recover. To get away from the problem is, if I'm lending you $100,000 to go going to buy something.
Cups.
Merchandise.
Cups.
So it becomes rivers. It becomes, and I say, listen, and you take responsibility, obviously that's rivers. So what the chum, is the kind of chum that it becomes palga pekodan, palga milva. Which means that you're only taking responsibility for half, and we're 50% partners now. So half that you took responsibility is yours. That's your 50% that you gain on a deal is for your 50% you took responsibility, which is your, which is a loan. That's yours. The other half becomes a pekodin.
You can do whatever you want with
a pekodin. Is like a shimer. Whatever halachas of a shimer chinam. You become like a...
Okay, so now there's rivers.
So 50%.
So now there's rivers and only 50.
No, 50 belongs to him.
So what? On the other 50, there's ribbis.
No, it's not. Another 50, it's a pekodin. It's not ribbis. That's ribbis.
Well, what's the first 50 then?
First 50 is a loan. That's his chelik.
Who's his?
I think you're confusing with the 50. It's the principal. The principal comes a loan, and the
only 50% of the principal comes.
If it's $100,000. First 50,000 is a loan.
The time of the milsa, which now we don't come on the middle of Rashi, but that hach isko. Palga milva or palga kod. Stam, hamakamo per pragmatia. Anybody that accepts pragmatia as merchandise, lemach tzischar nekabel of achrais. He only is willing to take responsibility for half. Chatzia keren ba'oinsen. Vezulo. Hilkoch, hahi palga, kibin emachai ba'oinsen, mavu esle. That becomes a loan by him.
So the 50% stays a loan, and that's the river.
50% is a loan, 50% is a pekodin. And the problem is not that the guy's making money. That we took care of. By making it a loan and a pekodin, you take care of one problem. Why? You still have a problem. You still have another problem.
The ribbis is on the pekodin?
No, the ribbis is that the problem you have is that I'm working and you're getting money. You're gaining on the deal.
Right, so it doesn't matter if it's 50% or 100%.
No. But there's a problem before that problem of me working is a problem of if I give you money to buy something and I get back and I get
more
back
than I gave you.
More than I gave you, that is ribbis. If you take responsibility on it. If I give him $100,000, he's taking responsibility on the whole $100,000. Okay. That is a problem. But if he takes responsibility on $100,000.
I'm curious. Yeah, okay.
You don't think then start ribbis on that part.
Why?
Because he's not taking responsibility.
He's taking responsibility on 50.
That's his. He's a partner on that.
You're getting the ribbis on the other half.
You're only getting ribbis on the other half.
Not ribbis, whatever.
So that's ribbis.
It's not ribbis.
Why is it ribbis? Yeah, I mean, he's not taking responsibility on half. Half he's not taking responsibility on.
It's not a loan.
What about the other 50?
So it's as if you gave him a $50,000 loan and $50,000 for the heck of it.
It might look like ribbis, not ribbis.
Why is that?
Why not?
Because the $50,000 he's only getting his 50 on the Picardon part, not on the Malva part. He's getting under 50 on the Malva part.
Oh, so all the gain is on the 50 that you gave him, not the other 50.
Right.
The Picardon part is what you're making money on.
Exactly. Not on the Malva part. And if takes care of that problem.
So if Taka something goes sour, he's only taking responsibility on 50.
Correct.
That is right.
That's what the Gemara on Kuftal says. Why every you do this says, as a normal way.
At the end of every
that's a normal says, way of doing business. That's the way. But there's still a problem. What's the problem? This guy is working. His time that he's giving is a problem because it's making me money. So I'm not paying him for his time. That becomes like an avro.
So why is
because I lend him the money, he's willing to work for me. That's a real problem.
Why?
And that the mission says that if you pay the guy a fee,
management fee,
that's not a problem. So basically, right. Anytime you pay a management fee, you get away from that.
I work for my boss. I'm making him money.
But he's paying you.
Yeah.
So that's
right.
You're not. I'm paying. He's paying you.
Let's say he wasn't paying you.
No, he's not always paying me. I'm not paying him to work usually. I'm paying. I want my money back.
He lent you the money, and you're working, and you're making you're making profit, and he's making profit.
That's right.
So that's service.
That's service.
But why isn't it? I understand. But why isn't it then that he's
here? That just for money. That it's like
paying him the profit to work.
Yeah. Why is it not to work?
Profit's not to work.
Whatever he's making of it is what you're paying him. Really, you should be making everything because it's your money. You fronted the money. You should be making 100% profit.
Why can't you do that?
You're paying him. You're willing to give him money. It's not he's giving you money. You're willing to let him keep some money.
You let me run.
You said it's the cover.
Yeah. Right.
No,
that's the way the Gemara and the Kuftal says it. The Chum made an order. It's called the Iska. It's an automatic understanding. And when you lend the guy money,
that money is
and you want to gain, me and him want to both make it, we want to make a business deal.
So how can I?
And I lend the money. Chum said that automatically becomes that it's not a full loan. Half is a Picardon and half is a loan. The half that he makes money on, that's the loan.
That's the loan.
That's his responsibility. The other half that I get, that's mine. Now that only helps for partial ribbis problem.
Same because on the Picardon part, he's making,
he used to get the full
making
profit.
You profit. But and you're not paying him from the Picardon part because he's taking for the loan,
right.
Which is
exactly the exactly. Okay, so if I give him a management fee, so if I buy real estate in Trenton with a guy,
you have no profit,
and the guy is taking full responsibility to pay me back.
So you got no money. You got no. You made nothing out of this.
He takes from me. I'm like, I'm gonna give you back your money no matter what happens to the problem. Give you back your money. And I'm a 20% bottom now.
Right?
Doing
I sell,
right?
I sell
so that's ribbis.
I sell diapers right. On your behalf. You're fronting the
money. Even if
for the
we
thing.
Go with Iska, that it becomes only I'm half as our law has become, like we're saying, it's still ribbis because he's working for me. Unless I give him a management fee,
that's good.
So then he has a management fee.
You're fronting the money.
You're getting.
You're the owner of the business?
No, you are. I'm a sales
manager.
Yeah.
So
now let's see. The mission is
off the sale.
The mission is 4-5 scenarios in this thing.
What about the bonds?
Any Meshivan, Genvini, Lemetzeschar. You can't.
What? I'm working.
You know, you have no
you can't lend a guy money to get 50% of the schar.
There's no place in the money.
Unless unless you have the Gemara later on, it says it becomes a half loan, half because. But Leiti Mois Likuman Peiros, another one, Lemachtischar, and okay, no, it's like Skorik Apoyo. Only if you give him, same idea, you have to give him Skorik Apoyo. If you give him schar kapayel, then he's getting paid to work. That's not an issue. Ein mashiv in tana goin lemechza, which means I have a hen and you have eggs. You want to hatch the eggs. An egg is only cost $1, and a hen cost a hatched egg is $10. That means a chick. $10.
What happened to the chick? To the hen?
No, the hen sits on the chick. The hen sits on the chick, on the egg, and it becomes a chick. Now this guy says, "I'm gonna give you my rooster." Rooster? No.
Oh, rooster's a male.
Rooster's an old hen.
The hen lady egg.
Goodness gracious!
Wow.
I can't get to first base, eh, man.
a lot of sense.
Yeah. So, anyway, she's in town to go. Again, you can't do the same thing.
By the way, teacher, don't send people to my house.
Who did I send to your house?
Your wife sent someone to my house.
Who?
No, this guy that's selling tablecloths. Oh. Stop sending him to people's
house. I didn't send
to your house. Yeah, your wife sent it to my house.
Oh, yeah?
That's what they said.
He's a nice guy.
Should have said a ripoff, but yeah.
It's not a ripoff.
You bought it?
Oh, I felt bad.
Vain shaman, a golid v'siyach l'mechza. Your wife did a good deed. Don't renege on it.
That makes no sense.
Vain shaman, a golid v'siyach l'mechza.
Save him alone. Save for
suckers. Vain shaman, a golid v'siyach l'mechza. Again, the same thing. You can't. What's this going? Oh, that right. You're gonna raise them. You're gonna raise them. You can't do the same thing. Okay, nice one. Sky mullet. Yeah, because the guy's working. We get rid of the problem, like we said to Gemara later on, because half of all have to cut them. But he's still the guy's working for you. That's a problem. Sky mullet is only. I'm a kavlan. I'm going with siyachla mechza. I'm a galus hashu mishloshin till their mishloshin means they could third their
almost death.
A third grown, and then you split it.
Why is that?
That's not a problem.
Why does that help?
Why does that help? Shaitan still could carry something.
Why does it help the fact that it's not fully grown?
We're going to Google it.
Not fully.
It's no. Third what do you Google? Grown. A third of it's grown.
Chicken or?
It has nothing to do with the fact that it's not a fully.
Who sits on the egg?
I'm just
going to
Google
how much. The other one is the one
that's not even close. Only a third of how it comes.
A third of how much it grows. That wouldn't be a problem.
Out of babiness.
Satana. So Gemara says, what's this kapoil? Kapoil buckle. What does it mean paying? How much do I got to pay chaplain that's not ribbis? I got to pay like a worker. What kind of worker? Right. What is it? $50 an hour? How much money? So Gemara says, no, kapoil buckle. Kapoil buckle. Like a guy who...
Just pick up the Danishes.
Means if a guy...
not usually.
If a guy works usually for $20 an hour, how much would he pay to sit around? Whatever his work is. So Gemara said, "Tzricha, why do we need all these cases? Litan a chenveni, chenveni who decided to kapoya bottle. A guy is in a store. What does he do? Comes in, smiles to the people. He doesn't work hard. I'm a Maurice, Likam and Paris. That's a hard job. The Novish Tirche, and let's talk about it's not enough. 10 chapler, Kapoor Bot is not enough to make it that it's not ribbis. We tell them, Mois, look at my prayers, I'm in a hustle with the body of Kapoor Bot, which is the Novish Tirche. I will come in the Novish Tirche, and I'm a saga, and my shoe, and a drop. I feel a double in my elbow, but here. I tell you, hey, listen, you want to dip your bread into my hummus. Let me grab your sakas. You give me a little bit of your soda, a little sip of your soda, it's not a problem. Yes, that's fine. Okay, now comma easy time to go to Mara and Simon. Talk about comma uscharei. Comma uscharei. What's the how much?
How much does he have to be paid?
How much do you have to be paid? It means you have to pay the guy. Comma uscharei ben meruba or ben mur divrei meir. So a meir shita is. That whatever you decide, it doesn't matter what it is. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, I feel the tabli my el betzir, v'leichem el el begrogers, akas zelos chare. And Rav Shimon, you know, I mean, that's like Schar Mishalim. No, you got to pay him like a Poyo Bata, which is what we just said till now. Tarabaran, Ein Shalman Lo Yisizim, Lo Yisar Chelim, 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 anything that doesn't produce, you can't be shaman l'machzer. Basically, you don't. Shaman is easier than they should. You could. Why? Because there's a gain over here. And why can't you do l'machzer? Because the guy's working for you for nothing. And that's ribbis. Rabbi Yossi says, no, there is a gain over here. If I do a deal with Chapler, shaman is easier than they should. Chavos means they get, there's some something in return. You get some milk. There's a rechel mishagayzlis. You share them. Mishaytvus umartus. It's now referring to the regular milk. It's referring to the milk. Not referring to regular milk. It's referring to the extras. And shaytvus is if it goes through water. There's some wool that comes off. And martus is if it's by thorns. Also some shavings come off, and you can keep that, and that's good enough. Where's anagayos?
All three ways of getting stuff.
Something extra.
Something from the sheep.
It's regular milk.
Regular milk?
The next one is the...
Zundu milk. That's not milk.
No, before that was chalvas. The chalvas were by the goats.
By the goats.
Those are chalvas and martis.
Right, but before that, before you turn the page, back. It says the easy.
The next one is the... Shalvas, the chalvas, the chalvas, the chalvas, the chalvas, and martis. And gredos, the chalvas, the chalvas. That's
tomorrow to go back.
And gredos, it's because the chalvas, the chalvas. That's not a problem. So it means you're gaining it. The Tanakama, Giza, the Cholov, Leisipik, the Scharamol. It's not enough.
Scharamol is
on Mizaynai. Right. It's not enough. It's not. Why do you have to pay the guy? It's not enough. So Gemara says, no. The Giza, the Cholov, Kulam, Pligi. That's not a question. That would be good enough. Keep Pligi. We're not handling regular. We're handling the Yuve, which is the way. The susri and the extras by the water or by the thorns, that's not enough to give a guy that's cool that he gave him something. Yeah, it would still be ribbis. Tanakama Savak of Shimon Echidam and Nesna Schar Mishalin. So maybe it's not enough. If you read the Savalah, but Kabud, Amafilo told him a little bit seer, you let the guy dip in hummus. So you give the guy a little bit, that's enough. That makes it, it's not ribbis. Taravan, Maskeris Ishu Chavetta Tanagoros, Bishne Efrechim. Means I can lend you. I can rent you. I can rent you my hen so that you'll give me two efroichim. That's not a problem. That's not a ribbis. That's a deal. It's a, you're renting it.
Barter.
Right. Mishnei efroichim. Isha sh'om l'chavet tangorim sh'li. Tangorim sh'li. Ubeit sh'li. Va'ani va'at nachlim efroichim. That's already a problem. You're the matter of Shimon Oysa. Rabbi Yehuda Levar is Chayav Malam Zonah. I don't understand. What about Chayav Malam Zonah? Ike Beitz Muzarois. You have eggs that they're not hatch, fertile. Those you can keep, and that's enough. And that's that. Even though it's very little, that's enough. Rabbi Shimon says no. You need a Chayav Shalom, which is Chayav Batal. Not enough. Tana Banan. Makshon Olahal Chayav Kosev. You give a guy carrying costs. Le scar kosel lemois le behemo malin behem b'shana minigam dinner shem leyamer shaman egel imoy v'siach imoy, because over there a calf goes with the mother, it follows the mother, so you don't have to schlep it. I feel magzun the la scar kosel lemois shem mir leboy scar molim zayin. I understand you don't need to work. It could glow. You get the dunk. Either glow of kuyim afkulu. That's not considered scar. You don't get anything for that.
We're going to go back to the dung again tomorrow.
Hey, Rav. Rav Beis. Rav Beis. What a mission. Okay, we are off to...
How do you know?
Hey, Yishur Rechunya ben Ali Nosom. Ish Kfar Abavli Al. Eben min Ahmei Yishu Tom. Shem Lezer Omer Le Omer Elo Eben Achai. Omer Le Omer Kalkan. Ma'am Min Achai Yishu Tor. Eber. A first man, Tommy, I made you, Tommy, this year, a first man, Tommy, I'm going to go over even a high, only even a high. The rock, I'm Ruben Thomas Chaim, Thomas Amazing. Shakai, I used to Michigan, which I'm talking about, time, other time, I'm going to go to the Gabo Madub, Mashkin, my main amazing Matame. It's not Matame, these things. Only someone touches it.